You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Walao eh!
The Gula Sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a swear word.
Alright guys, welcome back to Walao, the Gula Sessions with Otto and JC. We are almost at 12 a.m., sorry, which means we're halfway through our show tonight.
Someone hasn't been getting enough sleep.
I have absolutely not. I can't remember the last time I got a good night's sleep. But anyway, JC has brought something interesting to the studio in place an interviewee for tonight. So JC, would you like to tell everyone what we have with us right now?
So you're not going to... Okay, basically we're going to be doing a little mukbang because we've done a lot of snack mukbang and reviews before on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we did the Canadian snacks that I got back from Canada, which was the maple biscuits.
Today we're actually trying an Asian snack.
So I have brought a savory and a sweet treat. So we're gonna try the sweet treat today first, and it is called Pillows Ube Filled Crackers. And ube is pretty much a yam / sweet potato. I hate it when people say sweet potato because I've always been told that they're just yams. But
yes, I have not tried this snack yet, but I have been told that if I compare it to a sweet potato, my head will get cut off by any Filipinos who are listening in right now.
I don't think it matters. It's just like I was always told.
Or at least by JC. JC will cut my head off after we have done airing.
Mm. So you've never tried this before, am I clear on that?
No, I'm not. You actually did not let me try it before we went on air.
Yeah, because it's actually like... So basically the reason why I brought this today is that I used to get this when I was in elementary school back in the Philippines. And this is like my go-to like study snack, like when I was in high school or back in like my lockdown era.
Mm-hmm.
And I would munch on this, and it's very, the way I would describe it, it's very sweet because it has like a coconut / vanilla essence cream filling.
Ooh.
And the sweet potato bit, so I'm going to say sweet potato now because you've been saying it.
So you can say it, but I can't.
No.
That's all right.
No, because you're not Filipino.
That's fair enough.
So basically the sweet potato bit's like the base of it. And it's better as an ube cake than the cracker itself. It's just like a little like taster of what ube is like for everything, really.
Okay.
So we're going to try it now.
Shall we dig in then?
Okay. You're going to have the first one. So we're going to start.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Give it a bit more shake. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the sound of what do they call it again? The pillows. That's the sound of the pillows shaking in the packet.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm holding one. It looks like I have had a snack like this before, but I forgot the name of it. But
someone from the station has mentioned that they look like cereals.
Yes.
Like Pillex. Like, you know, the
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Like they look like the ones that looks like curly fries. Like, you know, like the Cirex?
I don't think I've had that.
Cirex? It's like a cereal. Like, anyway, try it.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
That sounds good.
Mm. Oh, wow. It's very sweet. It's delicious.
You're going to have to rate it from 1 to 10.
Mm. Immediate 10 for me. I'm going to have another one.
Really?
Yeah.
Not many people like ube for some reason.
How could you not? This is delicious.
Wait till you taste the sponge cake.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So 10.
Mm.
Would you have it as a cereal or would you just have it by itself?
You could do both, honestly.
Mm.
I would probably rather have it by itself than a cereal, actually, because I don't know. Have you had it as a cereal before?
Yes. So in the Philippines, there is a cereal for this. A lot of the time when I was growing up, a lot of people like used pillows as cereal because cereal was not accessible at the time.
Right.
So this was our alternate option.
Mm.
The next snack that we're going to bring out is a very famous trail mix, like drinking snack. It's called Ding Dong, and
such a cool, no relation to my favorite bar here in Tamaki.
No, it's not, sadly, but pretty much there's like,
but very ironic that a drinking snack is called Ding Dong.
Maybe they stole it from that.
They probably did.
But basically there's like three flavors in this. I chose the ones with the garlic and really like barbecue like tasting, so I'm just gonna give it another shake. So this one you would normally like have this with like suka, which is vinegar and chilies.
Ooh.
All right. And I'm teaching you guys like Filipino
how
words.
How to eat Filipino drunk food.
Yeah, so...
And what's the Filipinos, like, poison of choice? What do Filipinos like to drink when they're on a night out?
Beer. Red beer. Lion.
So when you say that you don't like beer, that means you're not being a very good Filipino, actually.
Mm-mm. No, I like to drink the Hennessy.
Oh, damn. Going straight for the bougie stuff.
I was taught very demurely on... Demure on the alcohol, because beer, to me, is like... I don't know. I don't want to get. I'm just gonna say. I don't want to get like too much carbs on that beer.
Oh my god.
But anyway, you want to have a smell?
Yes. Ooh. Yes. Yes.
It has that Asian smell, doesn't it?
Asian smell. Well, there's a.
Cause like when you go to a supermarket, it has that certain smell, and when it lingers around a bit, you can literally smell it.
More of a whiff. Yeah.
It's not a bad smell. It's actually like it reminds me of home.
There's like a Japanese. It's got a very like a prawn smell, maybe.
Just wait till you taste it. There's all like right, again, right. There's like different flavors.
So there's like a lot of like different components to this. You've got
So there's like fried peas, garlic, some chips in there.
And these squares, these like little white squares, what is that is that the fried garlic?
No. That's just the chips.
That's the chips. All right. Okay, let's dig in. Ooh. Oh my god.
So how would you describe Ding Dong to the people that are listening in?
Okay, so there's a couple of snacks that this reminds me of.
Mm.
One is an Indian snack called Bombay Mix, which is
actually I want some
very similarly also a drunk snack for Indian people. But there's like a Japanese snack that this also tastes like. Mm. I forgot the name of it.
Sorry.
That's
very.
I'm gonna Google it quickly.
It's so basically like when I was growing up, I was always told to get this from the local tindan, which is like the corner shop or like the corner store, or like just a store in general. And it's like our go-to like drinking snack. Whenever we like want to just snack around when we're drunk, and pretty much like I've always grown up going for this flavor. There's like barbecue, there's like sweet chili flavored. It's like the same trail mix but with different flavors. So this one's just the original flavor that we have today that I always have as a go-to. And yeah, no, and it's honestly like pretty much I've always had this, especially when I was like in high school, I'd bring it to there. But the problem about it, the downside on it, is that if you eat garlic, your breath will smell. And you always have to carry a back.
Furikake.
What?
Furikake. I think that's the name of the...
What does that entail? Like, what does it have in there?
Well, I don't know exactly what's that. It's like...
It's like trail mix, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to have more, because like, it's so good.
It is good. I love that.
Here, have some more.
Yes. Thank you very much. One more crunch on camera. Sorry, on microphone. Delicious. It's good, though.
So, if you had to choose one of these two, which one would you prefer?
I don't know.
Only one.
I'm gonna go with the pillows, to be honest, because these are nice. I really like Ding Dong.
Ding Dong.
But... The pillows has like I've had like am I allowed to compare ube to taro?
Oh my gosh! Sure, okay. Go on.
Okay, you know what? I won't go there.
No, you've already said it. Let's just do it.
Well, I've had you know like taro based snacks before, but that one has like a very unique sort of sweetness to it and a crunchiness that I haven't gotten from a lot of snacks. I have had a couple of snacks that taste like Ding Dong. But I do like it. I'm definitely gonna devour the heck out of it once we start playing tracks.
I'm also glad that you did not compare. Well, you kind of did. You did kind of compare ube with taro.
I've compared a lot of things to a lot of things.
But still, anyway, we're moving on.
Moving on. Well, JC, what would you prefer out of those two snacks?
I'm a very savory person, so I love savory snacks, so I love ding dong. Mm. But if ding dong is not an option, pillows.
Mm. I mean, I'm a savory person too, but I think the snack that would definitely stick in my memory the most would be these ding dongs. Sorry, the pillows. These pillows right here.
You just swapped it around. But also, to wrap it up, pillows and ding dong have different flavors. Yes. But it's just one of them. You have to try the coconut flavor.
And for those of us living here in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, where can we pick up either pillows or ding dong?
So literally any supermarket, like Asian supermarket, there's a Philippine section. And look out for the bold blue text.
Okay.
Look out for the blue. You can't see it in this light right now, obviously, but like the blue text is like the generic text for like any snack.
Yeah.
It's always blue or red.
Awesome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.